It is Thursday night live.
Man, hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog.
Only three of us here. It's pretty hard to get all four of us here anymore. I've been gone for 2 weeks.
Yep. But
happy
Welcome
Thursday.
Back. Happy Thursday.
Good to see you boys.
Absolutely.
And good to see you all out there in virtual land. Mm. I see there's already a lot of people joining in the chat and chatting, and we'll have to go through and say hi to everybody.
Absolutely. And if but you I'm are nervous. Listening to the podcast, welcome and thank you for listening.
Mm. Yes, I am nervous about tonight, though.
There's nothing to be nervous about. This is going to be fun. We're going to have some fun throwing it back to, I don't want to give too much away, throwing it back a little ways and doing a re-review
of give me ear.
Two bottles that we reviewed at some point in time in our history. And we're going to see what you guys score. I provided the reveal sheet to Mystery Girl. She'll be putting them up here when we get into this shortly. So you all will know what's in the glasses. They will not. In that reveal sheet, I put a link to the original review. I put the scores that were given by person, oh so they'll know God. What each of you scored them.
What have we gotten into, Andrew?
And we'll have some fun. But I've had these bottles for a while. We've been meaning to do this, well, and so it's I'm anxious to see.
I'm excited too because we've been talking about this probably for about 2 or 3 months mm-hmm. at least. And I do want to credit Mr. Girl as well because you and I and you we talked this afternoon about the name of tonight's show and we. Toyed around with some ideas, but I will give credit where credit is due. The title of the show tonight is a Dram Good Time, a second sip of some of our past drams, which is, I think, is honestly perfect for what you're setting up for the show.
Right. So it just before we get into saying hi to everybody, we have the samples are already poured. The guys, Drew and Andrew, will be drinking the golden black glasses, and I didn't have enough golden black glasses, so I'm going to be drinking along with them. Although since I know what's in them, it's not really fair for me to review it. I'll probably give some commentation though. I mean, because I did review it on the first go, but so that's what's in here, and we'll get into those. But I want to say hi to see who all's here. It's been a couple of weeks since I've seen everyone. I haven't been on Discord either. I've been off the radar, out of pocket, and I'm glad to be back. So, who's here?
Well, looks like Tom R is first.
Of course he is.
Martin and Steve and Mystery Girls number four.
Uh-huh. Hey, Steven.
Who else we got? Whiskey Franco.
Evening all.
Evening. Steven Richard. My wife,
and whiskey. What kind of whiskey are we talking about, me and my wife?
Your glass. Established 2022. Is that what it says?
Yeah. Nice. So I think we've got Buna 12. That's what
we
do. Right now.
We got a little tap bullet. Yeah, a little
bit. And we'll get into something else probably before we get into these blind reviews. We do have a blind sample to get into, or not a blind sample, but an Infinity bottle, peated Infinity bottle provided by George Kaplan. He sent this a while ago. We'll get into this after the reviews this is peated. I'm very anxious.
We nosed it a bit earlier. I'm like, wow.
It's going to be epic. And if you just look at the list in the back, you're like, holy crap, this has got some good whiskey in there.
For those of you in the chat and listening that know George, you know, there's good whiskey in there, right? Mm-hmm. And he doesn't do anything half-assed. It's all listed, and he's top-notch.
So you got Mike Tuza, Steven Rogers, Zach Andrews, Bobby J. Haven't seen him in a while.
Bobby J.
And Shrimp by Rich. Who else we got there? Kim Rhetoric. Hello. Teddy Ballgame 25. Malt Minion. I like that. He likes that name.
That's really good name, isn't it?
That is cool. Scotch for Dummies. Who are they? Everyone's in there. Ahoy.
Ahoy, everyone.
Troopers on, good evening from the drill ship, 150 miles offshore. Troopers working.
Wow. Oh, boy. We'll drink one for him.
So he's probably not drinking either.
No.
I hope he's not drinking.
Let's see. Steven Richard has Macallan 12 Sherry tonight. That sounds pretty tasty as well.
I haven't had one of those in a minute.
Steph works in there. Lucas.
Those are harder to come by, actually, now that I think you don't see the Macallan 12 Sherrys anymore. All you see is the double. It's called Macallan Double Cask, I think?
Yeah. Well, I think you're sure.
There you go.
What do we got? Mostly Scotch drinkers. Well, you're in the right place.
What kind of scotch? I love it.
Jazz and real hip hop's in there. Who else?
No dumb bucket, Bob. No dumb bucket.
Somebody
all right, let's get into this, man. I'm ready to try some stuff here. So my glass is empty.
So, again, Mystery Girl is going to post the reveal sheet in the chat to everybody. So you guys all pull that down so you can open it up and have an idea of what's at. And if you can open up two screens at the same time and sort of pay attention, you can open up the old review because the link to the old review is in there and have some fun. But We're going to break it down and do one at a time so that we can kind of repurpose some video here. But we're going to start off with these guys right here. I poured these probably an hour, hour and a half ago. But I capped them off real quick. So, these ones were a little easier to play with because you can actually see the amount of liquid. The black glasses, they're pretty heavy pours because I didn't see them. I'm just like,
darn, oh, I hate those heavy pours.
But we'll get into these. We're going to do them. What I want to do is mirror the same process and procedure that we did in the original review. So if you go back and watch old reviews, you know, I'm not going to give the history of the distillery, like we used to do. But I'll give some stats on the whiskey, and it's in the reveal sheet. So you guys already know that. But I'm going to give the stats to these guys. We're going to nose them. We're going to talk about them, put some water on them.
So typical re-review, if you will. In right. A sense.
Do you happen to have any of the Jewelry Rocks in your freezer? Mm-mm. Not anymore. We used to always have those on hand. That's too bad. Okay. That's all right.
You better not be White Walker.
I wanted to have a
if there's Julie. White Walker in here, you're fired.
I might run upstairs and grab a cube just for the process.
What are you doing? Cube.
But we'll have some fun with it. So.
Oh, no. I know there was a review that we did that for, but I don't remember what it was.
Oh my gosh. There's no way you're remembering this. We've drank way too much whiskey since the last time we reviewed this, guys. So we're going to start off with the gold glasses. Mystery Girl has already thrown the link out there. This is a re-review of a whiskey that we did back 6-7 years ago, coming up on 8, actually, I believe.
Wow.
We did this review a long time ago. Haven't seen the bottle back on the bar since. So imagine what that video looks like.
Oh my gosh. If you go back and look at some of the old videos.
No, don't do that.
Pretty hilarious. Not only do we suck, I have aged so much in 7 years. I looked like a little kid.
You're a kid.
I was, I swear to God. But I mean, 8 years, man, we're going on 8 years of doing this. So I'm actually kind of excited to go back and
this was originally learn about this. Reviewed on August 28th,
2015.
2015.
We didn't even know how to spell scotch back then.
We sure didn't know how to pronounce it.
That's for sure. Islay.
That's like
I pulled
one
this,
of our first whiskey.
I pulled this information straight from the analytics on the dashboard, guys. So I didn't make it up.
Oh my gosh. This is gonna be
I'm not gonna give the review number. For those of you looking at the sheet on the reveal sheet, it's the second one on the reveal sheet.
Okay.
So
we're gonna get into these things?
Yeah, let's get into them.
All right. So
43% ABV.
Non-peated, light, fruity. I like it.
There's a hint of cereal in there, like fruity pebbles. So fruity.
Yeah, I'm getting like juicy fruit or.
Okay, gummy. Maybe a little bit of a Highland note when you say juicy fruit.
No, so from a Highland perspective, what do I think of as Highland whiskey? Light floral, some maltiness.
Yeah, I would say Highland. Yeah, I mean it's kind of got some. Vegetable, a heather.
So, what would you say is different with a Speyside versus a Highland?
Well, you're not gonna get the darker syrupy sweet or some of the harsher fruits. You know, stone fruit, things like that.
I liked your use of the word vegetal and heathery, a little more earthy. But
I'm not getting that on this though. This doesn't smell earthy to me.
There's a little bit of. I don't want to use the word funk because I don't want to mislead you guys on that. There's not that, but it definitely is unique.
It's kind of light.
It is light.
If you didn't tell me, I think you said it was 43. I actually would have said 43. You know, around that ABV. It doesn't have any burn.
It smells like
nose.
A light, easy drinking whiskey to me. I mean, it's no peat, no smoke.
Does it smell scotchy?
Yeah, it smells like scotch.
It's definitely not a bourbon or anything like that. I mean, it definitely is a malt. I mean,
but I'm not getting anything like bananas or tropical fruits. This is just like a little bit of orange, a little bit of tangerine,
Okay, that's not particularly malty. I think we had some grain on the palate.
Really?
Or at least grain effect. Because it...
What's your finish like?
There almost does have a little bit of smoke in the finish, a little bit of peat. Reminds me of a Johnny Walker version because it has its nose and it's got more, it's a little bit of peat in the finish, but the nose doesn't have any of that at all.
Well, this is pretty good.
Really?
I like it. Johnny Walker, but I'm just saying.
Actually, it does have a little bit more tropical fruit in the palate than on the nose. There actually is a little bit of banana on that. Bananas Foster almost. It's light though.
So
short finish.
Since we did this one first, I can't pull my ice out of the freezer unless I take off and run off camera. But on the original review, you liked it better with a Julie on it.
No kidding.
Cool it down a little bit.
He wanted it to be cooled down.
Yeah, I could see that.
As a matter of fact,
I don't even know why.
As a matter of fact, one of the comments you made when it was just neat like this was pretty off-putting.
Really? That's funny.
Oh my God.
So the fact that you said your initial response was that you liked it, I'm like,
of course,
really?
This is an 8-year-old bottling. So
it's, but sure. But I also had no idea what the hell I was doing. I was so like,
well, and that's the point of this. And I will say this, it hasn't changed in 8 years. And so, I say that because some bottles over these 8 years have changed, whether it's packaging, whether it's liquid, whether it's recipe, you know, they have had to do that. This one is still the same bottle, same sleeve, everything is it. You wouldn't know the difference if I put the original bottle reviewed and the one that I just poured tonight.
So let's talk about a couple of things. One is these haven't been re-reviewed from us yet. This is like the first time we've reached it. Right. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, the goal tonight isn't to figure out what it is. It's to score it.
It's to score it because I've given them the original score. So we want to hear you go through this process like you did 8 years ago or almost 8 years ago. I think it's 7 years and 9 months or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
But we went around and we talked about our perceptions. Mm-hmm. So on our noses, what did you think, you know, and I remember back when we used to do reviews, I tried to score each of those sort of like around in my head, you know. All right, mm-hmm. So on the nose, I'm here. On the palate, I'm here. On the, and then try to come up. Right.
So let's talk about what we're getting on the palate on this, because I as we talk through it, I'm getting a little more heat on the finish, a little hotter, kind of a warming. So 43, you said
is 43%.
Sounds about right. I don't know if I'm still getting the peat on the finish, but there was a little bit there initially. And some of that can kind of wash out.
It doesn't.
I'm getting more maltiness now in the nose.
I was going to say, I don't get grain. I'm not getting, I'm getting malt.
I think I might be wrong on that.
So
as I taste it more.
But it's saccharine sweet. The very first impression, I liked it. The second, first nose, first sip. Second nose, second sip. Nose was still about the same. Didn't have as much fruit as more juicy fruit. And then on the palate, I am definitely getting more of semi-malty tones to juicy fruit, saccharine sweetness right now with a semi-dry finish.
Okay.
Yep. I'm getting a little maltiness in the
mid, there's something mid-palate that neither one of you have said, and it's not fair for me to go out because I know what it is, but maybe I'm already being biased. Too. That's what I was going to say. Neither one of you have mentioned any briny.
Well, I just got it.
Yeah. And I didn't, at least you said it before I told you.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting and when I asked you about your finish, that's where I was trying to see, because I had it right on the finish. I'm like, wow, man, I've got saltiness on the finish.
Okay.
And I was curious to think if maybe that my saltiness impersonation or interpretation of the finish is what you were saying. You were getting a little bit of smoky peat.
That might have been it. It might have been a little brine bite, but I'm not going to go back and say what I.
Yeah, I mean,
take it back. So
no. All right. So, I mean, we do have to put a little drop of water on it. That's what we used to do. I mean, heck, at one point in time, we used to put ice cubes on it and Julie's and all those good things, right? It's pretty funny to watch those videos.
So,
go ahead. I was just going to say, I had my third sip, like just a little small sip, and exactly the same. I will say nothing special.
That's what I was going to say. This is a drinkable whiskey. It's an everyday sipper. Could be a good summer dram. You could even drink it, you know, out on the beach or on the back deck. Or
I really got that juicy fruitiness note on that last one. What prompted me to buy this bottle to do this with is, number one, I know we had reviewed it a long, long time ago, but my best friend bought me a bottle of this, a year ago as a thank you for taking him on a fishing trip. And I just finally finished that bad boy off. And I'm like, you know what? We've not touched anything like from this distillery in so long. Let's take a re-review, especially considering that the first time we reviewed it, we didn't know Schweit from Shinola.
So true. We still don't,
Mark. Well, we're still dummies, but nevertheless. So I just put a couple drops and I want to go back around the review cycle here to see what you guys think water did to it.
I just added some myself.
I mean, it's only 43%, so I don't want to go crazy.
So I would say it's less sweet.
It won't handle water, I don't think.
See, I'm not picking the briny note up tonight. I'm getting a little bitter bite on it. Maybe that's what I was thinking was smokiness, but
I honestly get a little more maltiness neat, but I was getting more maltiness when you were saying you got a little grainy note in there. And I'm like, I lost
all the sweetness on the nose too.
Yeah. The nose is nothing now, but there's zero. Well, no, there's some tangerine still in the nose, water.
I can see some of that.
But nothing special coming. I mean,
honestly, I think it's fine with the, you know, I put maybe 6 drops from that thing on this thing or a little more, and it didn't hurt the palate at all. It actually made it maybe a little bit more juicy fruity, if you will. It's not as briny on the finish with that water.
So this whiskey is interesting. And you know, with our previous reviews, I've always cared about what the price is, because This is not a bad dram, but it's not $100-$150 dram.
Should we know what the price is?
Another piece of information I guess is fair to give you that I didn't, that we would normally have given on that review that everyone would know up front, is the age.
Oh.
The only thing I would say there is, I would say the age and the price is maybe like at this point would make a difference. Maybe.
So I didn't look the price up, because I got to be honest with you guys, in the last 6 to 12 months, prices have just been honestly ludicrous. We were talking about it on the pre-show earlier, you know, you're looking at bottles that are going up $30, $40, $50. And so, I mean, like the King Alexander right now is $350, $375. But this is a 14-year-old. I'll tell you that much. Somebody tell me in the chat, natural color. I don't know.
Really tell either way. So
yeah,
it's not very dark. So
Will say it's got to be non-chill filtered at 43. Right?
I don't think so.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, but I would bet it being a core range bottle from the distillery, I would bet it's definitely
14,
but it's a 14.
Well, when I originally smelled it,
It must be in fairly weak casks, because there's not a lot of
Bob casks. H is beating us up on the original review because we were using rocks glasses.
Well, you were.
Oh, we were amateurs. Yeah. Still are.
So if I were to give this a score in the interest of time,
let's go around the horn. That's what we used to do. I mean, honestly, we used to each have our own, you know, little spotlight moment, mm-hmm. right? So take us away.
Yeah. So on the nose of it, it was light, juicy, sweet on the initial palate. Then when we or on the initial nose and tasted it, got a little bit of bitterness on the finish. I originally thought that might be the smoke, but probably, I don't know. I don't taste it anymore, so it must have been just the bitterness. We added water to it. I think, quite honestly, it got better, because I'm not real fond of the really sweet, juicy fruit kind of whiskeys. So I think it got better because it got more malty and more kind of basic kind of meaty whiskey, which I kind of like. So if I were to give this a score, it's probably, if it's on a, under $100.
It says 65 online.
Oh, well then, yeah, if it's 65.
Is it really still 65 bucks? I would have said 90. Ooh. But I didn't look it up.
We'll say 65. If it's a $65 bottle, I would probably give it a 2.5 ish.
See who's on.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, Rob's on.
So Mark, the bottle is currently $89.99. So 69. So let's just say $75.
Yeah.
Keep it easy.
Yeah. So this is probably a 2.5 for me because it's a decent whiskey. There's nothing off putting about it, but it doesn't really hit my wheelhouse with respect to peaty or rich fruits and things like that. So it's just kind of a middle of the road for me, but it's not a bad whiskey. So I don't want to knock it down and give it like a 1.5 or 2 because it's really worth tasting. So I'm going to give it a 2.
I'm
2.5. Okay.
I'm actually going right out of the gate with a 2. I think this is mediocre. This is basically coming out as a, hey, this is a great, I'm not looking for anything special. It's a decanter type bottle, something I can pour every once in a while and not worry about. It's low ABV. Nose-wise, completely agree with you. Although I will say, I think I liked it better neat than with water. I think the water kind of pushed away some of the fruit notes that I had originally neat. The only thing I had after that was just tangerine. Before I had other kinds of fruits going on, it was neat. The palate neat was not as artificial sugary, if you will. With water, it definitely was. I think more.
Artificial sugar?
Yeah. It felt.
He said like, that so many times in his review so far. Fake. Saccharin. And
saccharin, yeah. But I don't. Originally, I had neat brine, but that was completely gone with water. So all in all, though, yeah. Juicy fruit is the common, I would say, tasting okay. out of all this. I'm going to go 2 with this. It's decent for the price. I would say that's probably a little high for this, but I mean, what are you going to do for a Glenfiddich 15 or 14? So,
oh, you think it's Glenfiddich 14? Wow. He's coming right out. Wow. Okay. Easy does it there, killer. Not fair because I know, but honestly, I literally did review it. So I'll put a number on it. I honestly enjoy it. I actually am impressed that it held the water as well as it did at 43%. It didn't change much for me at all. I think it's a solid scotch. It's definitely nothing I'm going to turn away. And I've had a bottle. I've spent some time with this bottle for over the last year on my own bar. And so I think maybe I'm a little more familiar with it and I've actually enjoyed it. So I mean, probably not fair, but I think it's a 2.5 for me. I mean, I think that's where I'm coming in, but it, let me start off with the reveal for you guys. let me switch gears and not to tell you what it is, but we'll start off with the scores. The average score of the four was 1.75.
Ooh, wow. So we gave it higher marks already.
I guess we did a wee bit. Sure. I gave it a 2 and I just gave it a 2.5. Sean gave it a 2. Andrew scored this a 1.5.
Mm.
And you just gave it a 2.5.
I did.
And Drew scored it a 1.5. Wow. And you just gave it a 2. So both of you
appreciation came up. Factor is there.
Yeah. Both of you came up. The irony is in the original review, you definitely were all about, I don't appreciate this kind of scotch.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a peat guy, right? Yeah. And this doesn't even have the sherry notes that I can appreciate.
He's modified. Right? His personality. I have learned.
He really has come a long way. But so
I've grown up.
Just for fun, obviously Drew threw out a name. Do you want to throw on a name?
No,
do you want to throw
I'm obviously
I've never
wrong.
Been able to do that.
So you couldn't, you were the one that gave the intro to this bottle and the history on this bottle. You remember how we used to alternate whose job it was research the distillery and the bottle. This one was yours. And you grabbed the can and put it out there in front of the camera and, you weren't sure how it's pronounced, but you made a pretty good guess. And I think it's actually pronounced the way you said it, but it's an Oban 14.
Oban.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I have not had an Oban in for.
Well, yeah, it's been a long time.
Oban 14, and you had made a comment. Some people may say Oban, or but I think it's pronounced Oban. But
we looked at
horrible
it.
Video quality, oh right? The camera quality sucks.
Well, this would have been like our second or third video then, wasn't it?
It really was, and so it was fun because when I watched the video of it, I'm like, oh my God, we are doofuses. We don't know what we're doing. I mean, you literally, you were saying, oh, there's just something off putting. I'm not liking this. And I literally look over at you and I'm like, put a Julie on it. And you're like, all right. So you throw a cold Julie on it. And you're like, it's gotten better. You know,
so ignorance is bliss, Mark.
I was going to put a Julie on it tonight to see if you say it got better. Right. God. But we
don't. I would never, just by for the record, I would never say that now, ever, ever would I say ice whiskey.
Unless it's like a Johnny Walker.
But the funny thing is you didn't even have one in your freezer get, right? No. We used to all have ice balls.
I used to might have one tonight. But I had a bag. Those are great for old fashions.
I had a bag of jewels down here when I was cleaning up. It's been sitting down here for, I don't know, probably for years. I never used this stuff.
You know what the irony is?
A month ago.
You know, not being a bourbon drinker, I can actually see myself putting them in a bourbon because of the sweetness factor and cooling that down and making it more approachable for me. But yeah. And
Open 14.
Yeah. And so honestly, if it's a $70 bottle, I mean, I think that's pretty decent price point for that. It's a 14-year. It's decent. Once it gets into the 90 plus, I think you're
it's expensive.
Stretching.
It's got to be good.
For the value, I think. I feel confident with my 2.0. I think that's a fair for my palate now. I would say it's approachable. It's easy to drink. It's honey. It's juicy fruit. Maybe a tiny bit of salt, but that's about it.
See, Martin says he remembers loving the hell out of Open 14. You were the first one to at least say briny. I actually get more saltiness on it than I think you guys were. But
yeah, I mean, I think I've learned to appreciate this style of whiskey definitely more than I used to. That's probably why I gave it a higher score because it actually is really nice. It's pleasant and it's not as.
There's so many people that are saying they love it. So yeah, we need to catch up on a few things in between these two reviews. So DVD.
Thank you very much.
I don't have anything to drink for that.
Well, you finished your one already?
I did.
Wow.
It was good.
You bought Whiskey in the Six. Good to see you.
I know. I want to call. I haven't seen that cat in a long time, man. It is good to see you on here, dude. We just need to catch up, whether it's sharing on a show and collaborating or literally just getting on a Zoom and saying, how the hell are you, man? Good to see your LIVIN.
Look at this guy. Fred's first time whiskey reviews. Hey, the taste is going to move you. I like your name.
I do. Hey, I like your like little it. Picture too.
That's awesome, pretty good. Man. That's pretty good.
Join the crew. Awesome.
That was interesting. And you know what? I will appreciate too. You did your homework because not only did you talk about, you know, what we had tonight, but I love the fact of memory lane a little bit. That was really good.
It's
fun.
Oh, that's right. Go back up to just at the top of the screen there from Everwind.
Here?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Open 14 was her epiphany whiskey. She Lee.
Well, for the podcasters.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Everwind put up a comment that Leanne, who's Scotch of the Bayou, her opening was going to Oban and tasting her whiskey there.
I remember that
when she
had that aha moment.
Oh my gosh, this is great whiskey. That was her first time to Scotland. She just went there just for fun and.
It's a good solid. Now let's talk about Oban for a hot second. There's the, what is it called? Little Bay. I think I like the 14 more than the Little Bay, but it's been so long since I visited Little Bay. But aside from that, I can't say I've had any other Obans.
Jura was another big fan of Leanne's too. And we've had a few Jura. We've got a couple Juras down. We haven't opened it down there. But I mean, Jura is the same way. There's not a whole lot of.
And think about it. As much SMWS whiskey as we drink, how many Obans do you see come through SMWS? How many independent bottlings of Oban do you see? Right.
Not
so
many.
It makes me want to research the distillery a little bit more. Say, where's the majority of your whiskey going? Is it just because you produce small amounts, or is it because your whiskey's going into some other blend?
Probably blends.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Who are they owned by?
Somebody
can look up who they're owned by. Is it a Diageo company that they could use for?
I see Gregor's in.
Oh no.
It's time for a dram, guys. So,
all right,
we're going to dive into re-review number 2. I'm stoked. I'm excited. You guys know what this is. This will be fun. It could not be fun or it could be fun.
Wait a minute.
We'll go there.
Are you setting us up here?
No, I would never. So The
so Martin said it's Diageo. That makes sense.
The guys are drinking the Black Glencairns. For those of you looking at the review, the reveal sheet at home, it's the first bullet on the sheet. I've got a blue glass. It's the same whiskey.
I had the coin on it.
So the nose already on this is it's like a different. It's like major leagues here. This
nine
is not,
day difference.
This is not open 14.
Okay, so. Let me start you guys off with a little information.
It's kind of unique.
We first reviewed this bottle, and we've only reviewed it once on August 18th, 2016. So yet again,
long time ago.
A very grainy video.
Digging, man. Jesus.
Very poor video and audio quality.
Hold on, it's been 8 years. We're just now getting good audio. Right. So,
and probably lackluster information.
Right. Is this whiskey?
Because we didn't know what we were doing.
Does it have an E or a Y?
But right.
This is not scotch.
I think it's a very interesting whiskey for us to review. So it's 43% ABV. Correct me on the comments, guys, on whether this is natural color or not.
43.
I definitely got to go.
Can't see it in a way, but.
Yeah, that's why I put it in the black glasses because I didn't want you guys to see it. But I guess it doesn't really much matter. It's 43% ABV. It is a 12-year-old. I will tell you that.
All right, okay. Let's get in there.
So this is a heavily sherry whiskey. That's what I'm getting on the nose. You getting the sherry on the nose?
Yeah, I'm getting sherry, but it's more of a dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit? Man, who knows what dragon fruit smells like? This guy's full of it.
Like marzipan too, but
my wife and daughter eat a lot of dragon fruit. Oh, so really? Yes, they do. So that comes to mind here.
Oh, so the nose on it is raisins, so rich.
That's
the
sherry.
Fruity prunes and plums and dried apricot.
Oh, we've only had this. We've only done this once.
I actually have a chocolate note on the palate.
I didn't
expect that.
I don't know if I would need to drink this. This is a whiskey that you just nose for a long time.
Well, I'm going to actually.
Oh, man, it's weird. So the one thing that's weird about this is you get these whiskeys that you just nose them and you get this visceral. He knows what it is.
No, but I have a.
You get this visceral reaction by nosing it that you just. You know what? You can't explain why you'd get that, but man, this is good.
So let's time out. Have you tasted it yet?
No. I'm going to wait. Okay.
So we're going to do that because we're going to go around Robin and we're each going to get our own spotlight. So, go through your emotions.
But I want to say,
so we need to talk about the nose. What do we get on the nose?
I want to say, I miss, our Sunday evening scotch and Brianne, because this to me already, when I said, aha moment was a Cadbury's fruit and raisin candy bar on the nose. That's exactly what I'm getting.
Absolutely. Cadbury's.
The palate too.
Yeah. Well, I haven't tried it yet, but. You've never had that. You've never seen those Cadbury's bars, and normally it's just milk chocolate. But they also have my mom ate these all the time, and I never liked it because it had raisins and nuts and other things in it, and it was like, ugh, gross.
Now I don't want all that meal in my chocolate.
I'd love to eat it now. It's right here in my nose.
Yeah, it is. It is sweet. It is rich.
It is natural color. Stephen Richard says, "Thank you."
It is the dried fruit.
It's that candy bar.
Yeah, totally. So when you go to the palate, a little bitterness on the edge of the tongue. Yeah, dried fruit.
Oh my God. That's so good.
Good long finish.
Holy moly.
My initial drink, I did get a chocolate note on it, but I'm actually getting a creamy note on it. No, down the middle of my palate on that second drink.
That's got to be one of the creamier finishes I've had in a while. Like, that's just, it just goes. Huh. It's like this chocolate water slide.
Is an excellent dram. If anybody tells you differently, they're wrong. So I gotta say, this is really tasty. It's got layers of nose and palate that just continue.
I almost want to give everyone out there in virtual land time to go watch the old review. So you guys can appreciate this as much as I am.
So this is 2016.
Did we not we like this before?
It is, yeah. So August of 2016.
I so think that was a year after we've done this.
So, right. So originally. The first bottle was August 28th, 2015. This was a year later, 10 days shy of a year.
So we
later.
Still don't know what the hell we're doing. We're starting to get some good scotch.
So we didn't like this then?
I don't know. I'm not saying that at all.
Well, we're crazy we didn't like
you
this.
You guys need to go watch. Fine. You guys are both going to go watch both of these re-reviews.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to watch it. quick note, Mark. Tom says it was 75 back then. Now it's 100 today.
Okay. I appreciate that, Tom. So, yeah. And what as I was putting that sheet together, Tom, I thought about doing that. And then I thought about how am I going to find out what it was back then? I guess your skills are a little bit quicker and better than
probably
mine.
We mentioned in the video, didn't we?
Maybe we did. I was fast forwarding to try to get you the numbers and stuff because back then we didn't even do the round robin at the end for the scores and we didn't put our scores in. So I had to go and actually watch the whole video and it was just it was painful because it's a bad video. Okay, so.
So the funny thing is you're making me question everything I'm thinking now, but I can't do that.
No, I'm just going to review it now. In Andrew's experience and today, right here and now, what do you think about this whiskey?
So this whiskey is right in my wheelhouse. It's rich fruit. It's got great flavor. It has depth of palate. The layers on the nose between the sweetness, the chocolatiness, it comes out of the bottle. It comes out of the glass at you. You don't even need to get very close to it to smell this. And the palate is rich and long finish. It tastes like a sherry bomb to me, in my experience. You know, which is
interesting.
Whatever. But that says great.
So everything in not to stretch this out or stretch the review out, but honestly, in an effort to explain where that's coming from, what that means coming from you in today's speak, right? 6 years, almost seven years ago, you were definitely not ever going to say those kinds of things.
No.
Right. You literally just said
your wheelhouse. I thought the same thing. I'm like, first.
Oh my God. There's no way Andrew would have ever included this in his wheelhouse 7 years ago.
Correct.
Your wheelhouse was very freaking defined. It had bumpers on both sides and it was narrow, right? And over the last 7 years, even the ones that aren't in your wheelhouse or you don't necessarily enjoy, you've definitely learned to appreciate. That's the word I'm looking for.
You
definitely have expanded your appreciation for whiskeys, even the ones that you'll even say, yeah, I really don't like this, but okay, it's solid, right? Yeah. It's good. But the fact that now sherry notes, sherry influenced or matured finished whiskeys are actually finding homes inside the bumpers and your wheelhouse. Well,
so they have. So I would agree that initially Pete was all I wanted. But I've learned that the rich dried fruits and those kind of things that come out of a richly sherry whiskey are really fantastic. They just add depth and age and kind of, you know, that kind of thing to a whiskey, which whether it's old or not, it adds that appearance of age.
That's
so
true.
I really enjoy that. And I enjoy the rich flavors and I've expanded my enjoyment of rich flavors to beyond just peat, but rich sherries and things like that.
Did you put water on this yet?
No.
I did. And it actually enhanced it.
What? It got better?
Yeah, it got better.
At 43% now.
It got better. It opened up more. I mean, you know, when you said sherry bomb, originally, when you started talking through that, I was like, I don't know about sherry bomb, but it's definitely sherry forward. And then I just had the finish of Oloroso is right there at the end. I swear it's right there. Like, I'm like, that's sherry. That's totally.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so good. Like it's, but it's not like, I don't know that.
What else is providing all that rich flavor to it?
You tell me, doctor.
I'm just, so, I mean, so you get the distillate doesn't have a lot of character. It has some character to it, admittedly, But the deep richness you don't of this you don't get from distillate.
I get it.
All right, I'm biting my tongue on several comments because if I do, it just blows this thing out of the water.
Well,
I will say, yeah, we are. I definitely want to come back to Whiskey Franco's comments, so keep an eye on that, Drew. But let's go ahead and if you guys are ready to start the spotlight and bring this around.
I don't even know where to begin because I'm like, I just need to not worry about anything else and just focus on what I have right now.
That's it. That's the point.
This is an absolutely delicious dram. I don't even know where to begin. It's both neat and with water were spectacular. I would say it's not, I think it's fair to say it's not super complex. It's very kind of super sherry forward, if you will. I know I didn't say sherry bomb, but it kind of is, I guess, in a sense. I mean, what else are you going to say about that? I'm not getting a lot of maltiness. I'm not getting a lot of any caramels or fruits or anything like that now. The original nose, I had that Cadbury's fruit and nuts. That's kind of gone now. I don't have that as much. It's more just a sherry. It's delicious. I think, what did you say the price was? Like $75
75
now?
Back then.
$100 now.
Yeah, $95 now.
Gosh, I would buy this all day long. Yes. This is a really great whiskey. I'm going to give this a 3.5.
At $95, you would buy
this? I would buy this.
Okay. Yeah. 12 year.
Yeah. It's almost like a, I don't know. I have no idea what it is. Like, I'm not even going to say. I have a guess, but I'm not going to say.
So you said what? Would you say?
3.5.
3.5.
This is a 3.5 every day. And the reason I say that is it just, I would never be ashamed to share this with anyone. I don't care what kind of whiskey background they have. This whiskey will make them open their eyes. And so it's a 3.5. All the comments you had, I agree with. I don't know if we need to go any farther.
Shit, I haven't been thinking about a score
because I think
this I feel like this is going to be a curveball.
Well, maybe, but whatever.
It's like good it's whiskey. Not even a sherry. It's a Isla or something like it's something throwing us off.
It could be. I mean, so, but they clearly finished it in sherry at some point.
It's not. I don't know.
I'm going to say a few things. I'm probably going to give it away to you guys. You'll know what this is on my comments because I've been biting my tongue on them. I don't want to say them earlier, but
go ahead.
I'll say this.
We'll score it first.
Okay. So I'm going to say a solid 3.
Okay.
Solid 3. It's a 3+. We don't do 2.5s, right? And actually, it was either in this review or the open review that I actually tried to give it a quarter score and you guys wouldn't let me. Back then, we didn't know what we were doing. You know, I'm like, can I do this? And you're like, no. But I will say that a solid 3, definitely the price point starting to hurt it to me. In the first review. And now review what's changed to me for me is pre and post COVID. And I lost my smell and taste. Yeah. For 5 months. Oh, so you didn't have it. My smell and taste lost. Since then, I have noticed that this whiskey doesn't stick out as much as it used to me.
Well, interesting.
Okay. There used to be a time pre COVID where you would put any whiskey from this distillery in front of me, blindfolded, and I would tell you what it was. Probably. Now, the sulfur really note is not nearly as strong. I have to search for it. I find it. I know it's there, but I get a little bit of it. Not like back in the day, you guys used to accuse me of being crazy, and I'm like, man.
No, we knew you were freaking, there.
That's tires. I don't get that nearly as much now. And I'm just, I always wonder, is that because of what I went through with COVID? But yes, that's what it is.
Macallan 12 Sherry.
It's Macallan 12 Sherry, not the double.
It totally is. Now you told me that totally exactly what it is. It's still great. It's good.
All right.
It's good.
First things first, there's something that I can't tell you that the liquid's changed. I don't know. But I'll tell you, the packaging has changed between the Macallan 12 Sherry. Sure. And it used to be sort of like a red bronze box, and now it's a black box. But it still says, it literally, both boxes still say, I read, matured exclusively in hand-picked sherry-seasoned oak casks from Jerez, Spain, right?
Yeah.
So I gave it a 2 back then.
Wow. Because you don't like sulfur.
Sean gave it a 2. Now, mind you guys, this was the bottle that started us on scotch, right?
Right.
Upstairs in your kitchen, throwing cards.
Yeah.
Right? Andrew, 1.5.
Oh, my God.
Drew?
I don't know what I was thinking.
Drew, you gave it a 2.
This is way better than 1.5.
You gave it a 2. Yeah. So, I mean,
we
had groupthink.
This is a 1.875 out of 4 back in 2016.
That's actually a really interesting point because, you know, listen, if we're taking the training wheels off and being honest here and saying what things are, we bash McCallum a little bit because, I mean,
well, their price points—they're kind of
into themselves. So
they are. I mean, they a 3 though now.
It's good. Yeah, it's delicious.
But I don't get the sulfur note nearly as much. I mean, honestly, there's no sulfur. Back then, there's that's zero all sulfur. I got. I was like smelling a freaking rubber tire, and now
honestly,
I search for it.
I think that they may be better at whiskey.
They may have changed that recipe or something because I've smelt the sulfur before and there is absolutely no sulfur.
And I would be curious to actually do that. It could be because what's happened since then? They came out with a double cask and that's what someone made a comment about sherry. Oh, they were drinking the McKellen Sherry 12 tonight. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I don't see that anymore. We just see the double. Right?
I was doing
foreshadowing.
That was good. I didn't even see that.
It might have changed because why did they throw the double out there? Is it because they were running low on stock for the regular Sherry 12? And
totally.
I don't know. It could be a diversion factor. Now, this is a different recipe. But nevertheless, I mean, I don't think anybody will say McKellen's bad whiskey.
Or 1.5?
You gave it a 1.5, and the other three gave it a 2.
Yeah, okay.
That's good. No one's going to say McKellen doesn't make good whiskey. They've been around for ages, right? And most of their older whiskeys are worth thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands. But I have also noticed that their price point, what was 75 to 95 already?
Oh, the McKellen period brand has just skyrocketed.
Well, and the thing is, so if this whiskey is going for $80 to $95, it's about worth that because it's really good whiskey.
12-year-old man.
I don't care about the age.
Okay. I think
because I mean, King Alexander is
non-age,
right. And at $199, it's a great buy.
I completely stand behind my review. I feel that what I said was true to me. What I think, I think Travis says it good. Mac 12 is a good baseline sherry bottle, and I completely
Travis Faircloth in
100.
Here?
I know.
Hot dang, 100%, man! It's good to see that guy. He's all over freaking Instagram for his basketball team.
Oh, look at this!
First time catching live stream. Love what you guys are doing, and what. And it's great to see some local folks that love scotch.
Oh, maybe we need to have you on.
Oh, you're an indie?
If you are local, then you should have a seat at the bar.
Come on, sit up here. We're good.
We can do it. Thank
you for the super chat.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to see Travis, though. I've been keeping track on you on other social media, but good to see you tonight.
So let's talk about some of the comments because, you know, it's really interesting that McKellen has an image of, you know, being overly priced and fancy and everything. But, you know, so Whiskey Franco has a comment up there. It's not bad whiskey. He said they're just catering to a different crowd for the last 5 or 10 years. Got to look at the indies and the old bottlings. Correct. I mean, I don't know what their current target market is. I don't know if they're going for a premium brand.
It's tough to say that, though, because if you target – so indies are good. Old bottlings – you ain't getting old bottles, brother. You better get your wallet out. If you want old bottles of McKellen, you got to go to the auction sites. And by golly, the auction sites are full.
Ridiculous.
Full of McKellens. I mean, you'll go to Grand Whiskey Auction or a whiskey auctioneer and just do Scotch search, and there'll be 30 pages. And the first 5 pages are literally all McKellen.
Wow, that's crazy.
But they've always been a little bit overpriced. I mean, honestly, 6 years ago, 12-year-old at $75. Come on, man.
That was crazy then.
Right? I can go get an Opal Only 12 right now for $35, $40.
Let's
bucks,
but
this is I would argue this is better than OPQ.
Oh, I agree.
I'm not saying it's not better, but is it twice as much or 2.5 times? Yeah, I don't know.
So let's talk about something real quick. Because I saw a comment here from Martin about SMWS and McAllen. And I will say that... Whoa,
they're a little off the hook.
It's the McAllen SMWSs are freaking amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're good.
Amazing. Because the cast strength
and everything. $3,500?
Well, no, not that much.
Well, how old is that one, though?
But the other ones we have, yeah. I mean, it's like McAllen makes good whiskey, period.
And you know, the thing that's interesting is, you know, they went through that big process of doubling their still capacity, at least doubling their still capacity. But they were very specific.
Let's talk about McAllen SMWS.
No, they're very, very specific about making sure they maintain 24. The shape of all their stills close to match the current or the original design. So instead of going from, you know, one still of a certain volume of, say, 1,000 liters to 5,000 liter still, they just went, they gave me 5 1,000 liter stills. And they just put them in a fancy room, and they did all the work to make it fancy and reproducible. But there's a reason that they've kind of got this short fat still to rip through that and give you a rip through the distillation and give you a deeper, rich spirit. So that their spirit must be coming through here, at least at some point. The main sherry flavor, that's all from the cask. I mean, I have to say that.
I mean, and what it's been 3 or 4 years, maybe I'm losing it because of COVID, but you know, they opened a brand new distillery, yeah, and it is state of the art, beautiful, massive facility.
Yep.
And I do have to tip my hat to say that at least they aren't owned by Diageo.
They don't need to be owned by anybody.
I mean, well, they're owned by Edrington, right?
They don't need
but
to be, though.
At the end of the day, Edrington's not Diageo, and McAllen is very much well known for their casks, right? I do think they have a unique distillate flavor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's solid whiskey. They're a great distillery, well, but
I lost it. Where was it? There's a comment here from
Whiskey Franco asked earlier. Right, I wanted you to get.
Well, Michael said it. He said, "What's better than McAllen that's way cheaper?" And I would assume you got to stay in that style.
So you got to have a rich sherry, so, you know, a heavy sherry, meaty kind of whiskey.
I wouldn't say it's better, but it's damn good for the price. Is Grouse Naked?
No, it doesn't.
For $35.
For $35 for a sherry, for you get for sherry, it's pretty damn good.
But you're not going to hit this level.
You might find an Edredour.
Maybe
you could. You got to be selective. It's more luck than anything. A Glenrothes might be able.
Glenrothes, absolutely.
There's, but you know, two out of three are probably not as good.
Yeah. So then, for you're paying three times the price because you buy three bottles of one good one. Honestly, so Travis is right. Edredour 10 and 12. Oh, yes.
There you go. Edredour. You want to talk to the sherry man? Talk to Travis Faircloth, right?
Yes,
there.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
La Santa.
Yeah. How about that? Boom.
Okay, so La Santa is good, and it obviously it did really well last year in our live tasting, but the depth and the kind of the dark bitterness in this, you don't get in those. And Glendro 12, I had Glendro 12 earlier tonight. I was just sipping on it. It doesn't have the body that this has. That's the main difference.
Oh, that's hotter.
This
what
is
are you talking about? So what you've got?
So I grabbed an SMWS at McAllen. It's a 24.151 meandering of meandering a maze of soaks. It's a 12-year-old SMWS 63.
Oh, a 12-year-old McAllen. What do you
but
know?
But it's another 12-year-old McAllen. We have the 12-year-old sherry, and right, yeah, that's it right there. And here's an SMWS version of it. So tell me on the nose,
so much more sophisticated with that cast strength in there.
Oh,
well, but so what I'm getting, let me do the nose.
They're from the same family, obviously, in the nose. You got to get through the ABV on this. Cause what was it? It's like,
yeah. So what I'm getting with the
63,
with the cast strength SMWS, I'm not getting as rich a body to it. I don't know if it's the cask has that much effect. Ooh, the nose is too hot.
Yeah, you need some water in that, but it's the same family, obviously. But it just feels like it's balanced more than the 12-year-old at 43.
Yeah.
So,
but, I mean,
but I guess if here's the thing, like, so if you're taking anything away from tonight's show, take away so from the fact that if you are a sherry person and you like sherry whiskey, I mean, the 12-year-old is pretty much money.
I mean, I think the regular 12 Macallan on the nose versus the SMWS is kills it.
I don't see that, agree. By the way, in the bars anymore. All I see is a double.
Oh, I know. It's not this. You don't see this as much either. I bought it. And because I saw it and I was like, oh my God, it's just the 12 sherry. Yeah. I just want the 12. And then I get home and I'm like, oh man, the actual 12 sherry that we fell in love with is that bronze box.
Yeah. They don't and make it anymore.
But that's gone.
It's gone.
So I really don't know if it's the same juice. But it's as close as I could get. The whole point was for you guys to actually revisit a bottle that you haven't actually approached to review in a long, long time. And to see what you think, especially considering what we've been through in the last 6 years as far as experience, right? I mean, the Oban, I knew you guys wouldn't know anything about that. I mean, because
it's been a million years.
Have we ever had an Oban up here behind us?
No.
No.
I thought we did a re-review of the 12, the Macallan 12.
I think we did at one point.
Did we do a re-review of it?
I thought we did.
I didn't know if we did.
Because that was our first bottle.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no. No.
We didn't even do the first review of this until we were a year old.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And the review even points it out. Like, how did it take us a year to do this bottle, right?
Yeah. Crazy.
I do have the Oban quite often, like when I'm traveling. Okay. Like for some reason, hotel bars, they have them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And same here.
I'm looking at all, and I'll pass up a Macallan and everything else. I'm like, give me the Oban because it's just basic, you know, Scotch malted whiskey, a little brightness, nothing fancy about it.
Huh. Interesting.
So Stephen makes a good point. It did make a re-review, if you will, during the King of the Hill series. Remember, we did have it.
It didn't last one.
Right.
Wow. Bite, that's though. Crazy too. But, yeah.
So, you know, Franco had asked a question way up while we were in the middle of that review. You know, is there a bottle that we never thought we would get into? If you scroll up.
I know. I remember the comment.
You know, is there a bottle that you guys never thought that you would enjoy or that, you know, or you would never review or whatever? And it made me think, you guys remember the night that I brought that Uggadale home? And down in Sean's bar.
Are you kidding me?
I was so damn excited. And there's this.
Yeah. I have quoted this story multiple times.
This is before we were filming, right?
Right. Yeah. We weren't filming at all. We were at that point in time. We weren't even Scotch for Dummies. We were four guys getting together to drink Scotch. And
talk about it.
We would find bottles in liquor stores and we're like, what the hell is that?
It's your turn to buy a bottle.
And you'd bring a bottle back to the boys and you're like, look what I found. You know, it's like a fishing trip.
Like hunting and gathering. You know, it's like, oh, look what I found. Right. I gathered this. Yeah.
So what? That's so true. I found berries, you know? And so there we are in Sean's bar and we uncork it and we pop it and we all take a sniff of it and we're like,
not doing it.
Ardbeg Uggadale. It was too peated. It was
now
like,
I'll
was
never like, turn one away.
It wasn't until I tell this story quite often because I have lots of friends that you know are trying to get into this and I tell them stories. But one of the things about that story, which was amazing, is like you know, all these different whiskeys mean different things, time and place. But for us, that was totally a time and place thing for us because obviously we didn't appreciate it for what it was. We didn't understand, et cetera. And some people are really great out of the gate with peated whiskeys, not us, except for you. But for us, what really sold it was the Wren Lake trip and the campfire. And for some reason, we brought it to get rid of it.
And I brought cigars and we had a campfire going and managed
for some reason that combo we're like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah. And then from then on, we're like, we're exploring.
Yeah. Because the smoke in the campfire and the cigars, it brought the sweetness of that whiskey. Up. Yes.
Well, and like, Uggadale have a nice sherry base to it too, which I really love when you marry good peat and good sherry together. It's like,
you can appreciate it.
We need to have Zach on sometime to talk to us about pairing like cigars with whiskey. That's something that he knows both of those very well. So that would be really interesting to say, because I'm always in mind that if I smoke a cigar or smoke a pipe or something, whiskey, it loses its depth and character. So that pairing is tricky.
I was looking before we get off. I wanted to get into this just real quick. I know we're running short on time, but I wanted to give this its time and place because I think it deserves it. So, you know, to close the show out, we're going to get into a sample that was sent to us from George Kaplan. He's in the chat, you guys, and George is a whiskey savant, Scotch savant, right? The guy is, he does things 110% every time, yep. Right? And he shares his whiskey. He explores his whiskey. He experiences it. And he sent me this this hot sauce chili habanero sample bottle.
It looks like a hot, it's a whiskey, like a hot sauce bottle.
What's in this bottle is George's peated infinity bottle. And for those of you who don't know what an infinity bottle is, explain to me, Andrew, what's an infinity
bottle? So the way you would create an infinity bottle is you have a bottle of whiskey that's got like maybe a couple ounces left in it. Well, either you already have one started or that becomes an infinity bottle where you will put the tails of all of your whiskey bottles into it to create a custom mix of whiskey.
A blend.
It's a, your it's own a custom blend. Box. Yeah. It's like you're doing custom, you know, and this one has what?
Oh my gosh.
20
There's
different,
a lot on
that. 15 yeah. to 20 different
it's
whiskeys
got 20
in it.
Different
whiskeys. Because quality. He put a little bit in it. And the thing about that's really fun with the infinity bottle is you start adding things to it. But then if you taste it, he's like, that needs something. And then you can start right. to create your infinity bottle to your liking based on what you put in it. So if it's getting too peated, so you add a little Glendronach 12 to kind of sweeten it up and bring the peat down.
Sure. Perfect.
You can do this kind of fun thing with it. I've never done it because I don't go through very metabolic because I'm too cheap, but
it's true.
So I don't have this. I don't have the breadth of bottles that George had for this one.
Well, and we tried back in the day
and we were
unsuccessful because Sean wouldn't let us pour anything good into the infinity bottle. So yeah, all exactly. that ended up in it was crap.
Yeah. So we like, oh, I don't really like this bottle. Let's just pour it in the infinity bottle. And so we marked it for a while and it was like, man, this is like
right, it's
nothing fancy, you know? So,
this is basically the DNA of George Kaplan.
Yeah, it really is. George has got a good sampling of whiskey in his collection.
And this is peated one.
Right? And it is his peated infinity, but it's not all peated whiskeys. He has done what you said. He has added a sherried whiskey to bring out certain.
Well, Vinny 15 is in this.
It is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is so nice.
This is lovely in the nose.
So it's really very, I mean, peat forward on the nose. It's absolutely peated whiskey. No question. But it's
got a long row note to me.
It doesn't have a whole lot of earthiness.
No, like, it's just like this fresh peated. I mean, it's like
sherry for
sure. It almost smells young.
It's almost Lagavulin-ish.
I think long row red. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. That's probably the closest nose I would put to it because it's peated, but it's got some sweetness to it. It's got some funkiness. It's got what is there long row? Is there a Campbelltown in here?
I don't know.
A couple SMWSs in there.
I can't read that. There's so many that he has typed the font
advised,
so small.
Yeah. Oh man.
I'm not getting funkiness.
There's good ashiness in that. Take a look at a campfire.
Oh, now I'll smack you in the face.
Love it.
I'll punch in the face.
Wheelhouse.
I'm
Wheelhouse.
There's the wheelhouse. Guess the ABV, boys.
It's up there. It's up there.
Maybe I just took a small sip. Well, I guess he did have some SNWS, but he can't be above 50.
Honestly, for an infinity bottle,
it's pretty damn solid.
This is solid, right? George. Solid. Solid.
Because let's be realistic. Even if you take 10 really good whiskeys on their own and mix them together, you can still have an abomination.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally.
For sure.
It really does take an effort. I mean, we did a whole challenge where everyone sent their blends, right? I didn't even put one in.
Because really interesting,
to
by
me,
the way.
I don't have the wherewithal to know I need to put you can take two good things added can equal something bad.
Yes, they
so
can.
So he's got 20 whiskeys in here and
money.
Pretty damn solid, right? All right, George.
So I know that when you have peated whiskeys, typically the ABV tends to, it seems like it's lower proof than
mask.
This one is pretty hot, even it with is. All the peat in it.
So, well, I mean, he's putting some SMWS in there and a few other ones for their cast strength. So it's going to hold its.
Well,
it's
really, he's put really the cast strengths in there. Yeah, it's good.
So well done, George. I'm going to let this sit for a little bit and enjoy it in the after show.
Yeah, I need
show,
to put a little bit of water and enjoy that. But I wanted to open it up on the show and give you due notice. Yep. I hope you guys enjoyed the re-review of Macallan 12, Oban 14. They're really old reviews, 7-8 years old. Wow. You guys haven't seen those whiskeys in a formal.
Fantastic, thing. Mark. Great job.
Yep.
Fun time.
We were going to get into whiskey in the news, but we'll push that out for next week.
I can't
week.
Believe it took a whole hour to get through this, but yeah, we did have some whiskey in the news.
We'll hit it next week.
You know what? Stay tuned. The San Francisco Whiskey Awards just are getting posted. Completed. They just came out. So we need to re-review the awards thing that was done two weeks ago. For the International Whiskey Awards and do a little comparison to see, you know, what's what from what, because I'm curious to see what scored well in one and not so well in the
other. That'll be very interesting to see. Yep.
Anywho. Right.
Until then.
Man, great Thursday night. Thanks for joining us. We love y'all. We'll see you
Make
next
sure
week.
Make sure you like and subscribe. See you.
Cheers.
3, 2, 1.